Craighead. I need to hear from Craighead about this.
Well, we can ask him. We can ask him to appear at the meeting.
My name is, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM, which is true.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kurt Wayman of Theater Consultants Collaborative. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan. And how about we spend the next hour or so listening to some fabulous music from the American Songbook? You know, normally we broadcast to you live at 11 a.m. on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. But since WGXC carries our governor's daily briefings at that hour now, we have moved into the 7 p.m. time slot. And believe me, I'm only too happy to relinquish that time to our Governor Cuomo, who's doing a stellar job, not only of keeping us informed during this lockdown, but expressing empathy and comfort to us in this terrible time. So I tip my hat to you, Gov, and I thank you, because New York is my home.
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going round that some of you good people want to leave this town. Well, you better consult with me before you go.
Yeah?
'Cause I've been to all those places and I know.
Chicago?
Well, Chicago's all right. It's got Marshall Field and Soldiers Field, and it's on a nice lake. But it hasn't got the hansoms in the park. It hasn't got a skyline after dark.
That's why New York's his home.
Let me never leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills. And it's near an ocean of some size. But it hasn't got the Bari or the Bronx. It hasn't got the Harlem honky-tonks.
That's why New York's his home.
Yeah, it's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home.
St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis Blues. And one of our larger rivers runs by. But let's face it, it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet.
That's why New York's his home.
No, not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
Hollywood?
Hollywood. Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say. But it hasn't got the handy subway trains. You seldom find a taxi when it's pouring down rain.
That's why New York's his home.
Yeah, take your California. New York's my home, sweet home. So save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. I said save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. Cause when you leave New York, man, you don't go anywhere. Fulfill his dreams. The only town that's left that's got three baseball teams.
That's why New York's his home.
Let me never leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
That was Sammy Davis Jr. The only town that has three baseball teams. Anybody remember what those might have been? Of course, the Yankees, but we also had the Dodgers and the Giants at the time that song was written. Here's another New Yorker. Oh, such an urbane individual. Bobby Short.
The more I travel across the gravel, the more I sail the sea, the more I feel convinced of the fact, New York's the town for me. Its crazy skyline is right up my line, and when I'm far away, I'm able to bear it a couple of days, and then break down and say, take me back to Manhattan. Take me back to New York. I'm just longing to see once more my little home on the 100th floor. Can you wonder I'm gloomy? Can you smile when I frown? I miss the east side, the west side, the north side, and the south side. So take me back to Manhattan, that dear old dirty town. Smile when I frown. I miss the east side, the west side, the north side and the south side. So take me back to Manhattan, that dear old dirty town.
Oh, yes. Bobby Short. The ultimate New Yorker, I would say. In fact, his style kind of epitomizes the word sophistication. I think of him and his performances at the Carlisle and how magical they were. But there is another performer who made her mark in the cabaret world of New York City, who I feel has that same je ne sais quoi. And her favorite venue was the Algonquin's Oak Room. This is Mary Claire Herron in performance at that room.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, miss, you're with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're charming, and so what? You're charming, but oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming, and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I won't dance, merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if you hold me in your arms, I won't dance. Bumped on the shore, I feel so absolutely stomped on the floor. For when you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I am not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci.
Don't you feel like you're in a club somewhere in Manhattan? Remember those days? Here's Lee Wiley with a Rodgers and Hart tune.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island too. It's lovely strolling through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Lancey Street, you know. The subway charms a soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan to an isle of joy. Together, dear, in Giles. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And South Pacific is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's bustles cannot destroy the dream of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an island. Joy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy.
Lee Wiley's Manhattan. You know, I wanted to mention that I am recording from my attic, where we're up here doing our level best, and I hope you didn't hear the coughing fit that I had during that song. I was hoping I muted the right button, but who knows? We're winging it here. Well, next up, a group that actually has the audacity to use the word Manhattan in their name. Could you imagine that? It's the Manhattan Transfer taking a drive down Route 66.
Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Baby, you get your kicks on the 66.
Now you go through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri,
and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty.
You'll see Amarillo,
Gallup, New Mexico,
Flagstaff, Arizona.
When you make that California
get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, running wild. No one will ever make a fool of me. No one, I mean just what I say. I'm not the simpleton I used to be. I wonder how I got that way. Once I was full of sentiment, it's true. But now I've got a cruel heart. With all that other foolishness I'm through, I'm gonna play the villain's part. I'm running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, running wild.
Oh yeah. Cecile, my gal. That's Cecile McLaurin Salvant, one of my favorite young singers, with a song that you may remember from the movie Some Like It Hot. Marilyn Monroe played ukulele and sang it with the all-girl band that she was on the train with. They were Sweet Sue and her society syncopators. At any rate, if you haven't rewatched Some Like It Hot in a while, it is a great movie for quarantine. It's just hilarious, a real joy. Anyway, let's play another song from that same era, and that would be the Andrew Sisters with Apple Blossom Time.
The sun shines on today. There.
Nature Sisters. And it is apple blossom time here in the Hudson Valley. It's such a gorgeous time of year. If you just tuned us in, you are at WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. And we are streaming at WGXC.org. I'm your hostess, proprietor of the Hudson Cafe, Maria Manhattan, broadcasting from my attic. We are community radio serving both sides of the mighty Hudson River. But you know, that is only the tip of the proverbial iceberg, because our streaming capabilities send us all over the world. We span the globe. We are, in fact, right now especially, we're really witnessing the importance of radio's ability to serve our community during this pandemic. So become a sustaining member. Go to our website, wgxc.org, and click on donate. We would really appreciate your contributions. Now, speaking of serving our community, I'm aware of a couple of food programs that are happening in Hudson right now, programs that are feeding your friends and neighbors right here in town. You know, all those kids that used to get free school breakfasts and lunches, well, they're home now. And that's putting a great strain on family resources. People, of course, are out of work. So there are several organizations that have recognized this problem and are really stepping up to help out. One is the Hudson Youth Department. They are feeding families in need. They've provided hundreds of meals to residents of our city already. Go to their webpage, hudsonyouth.org. If you just look at the menu on the top of the page, go to Food Bank and click on that, and you will find out how you can help them out. There's others as well. There's TSL over on Columbia Street. They're providing meals. And I just recently heard about something called Columbia County Recovery Kitchen that is doing the same thing. So, you know, we're all in this together. And let's lend a hand, if you can, to this wonderful community that we live in. Okay, let's get back to some music. I recently became aware of a guitarist who idolized Django Reinhardt. He came out with a new album, and this is Stefan Rembel. Two jazz waltzes, that first one by a contemporary musician, and the second by Gus Vizur, an accordionist born in Belgium, who worked with Jagger Reinhardt and performed with his legendary Hot Club of France, and the only jazz accordionist in that band. And by the way, the Hudson Cafe theme music, the music that opens our show, that breezy swing waltz, is his. That is Gus Vizur welcoming you into the Hudson Cafe. And I'm sorry that I never credited him till now. He recorded in the mid-1930s till the early 60s. And he was a master of the musette, the French accordion. So I'm finally giving him his due. Well, here in Hudson, New York, as I said earlier, we are reveling in spring, in this glorious season. Here's Frank Sinatra's musing on the season with a song by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, and hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. as a spider spinning daydreams, spinning, spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might be spring.
This is a fine spring morning. It's everywhere for us to share. Just look what a fine spring morning can do. I've got a brand new feeling. When I think twice, it's awful nice. I hope everybody's feeling it too. Bees are getting busier. Birds are getting dizzier. Little girls and boys are getting quizzier. Songs are getting singier. Butterflies are wingier. And sure as shooting, spring is getting springier. So on this fine spring morning, my heart's resigned, made up my mind to spend every fine spring morning with you. Say, I've seen a lot of mornings. The sunshine glows, a rooster crows. But this is my first spring morning in love. So if this young girl's fancy gets out of hand, please understand, it's just that this young girl's fancy is love. Kids are getting cozier, neighbors getting nosier, bulls are getting more and more bulldozier. Bums are getting bummier, chums are getting chummier, and yummy looking girls are getting yummier. Some of these fine spring mornings, we're gonna be a family and spend every fine spring morning in love.
Sweet. That's Blossom Dearie. Well, just recently, Britain celebrated, I wouldn't say celebrated, that may not be the right word, but they marked the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. And there were various, events that marked the day. And of course, the song that was featured was this song by Vera Lynn, which really became such a symbol of Britain during World War II. We'll meet again.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
And from the same era, Kate Smith had a big hit with this song by Jerome Kern. It's a nostalgic longing for pre-war Paris.
Companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the Seine. Her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years, the chorus of their squeaky horn. way. No matter how they change her, I'll remember
will break up if you just wake up and live. Yeah, wake up and live. Show the stuff you're made of. Just follow through. What are you afraid of? You'll try it, won't you? Why don't you wake up and live? Come out of your shell. Hey, you fella, find your place in the sun. Come out of your shell. Say, you fella, just be a go-getting son of a gun. Yeah, wake up and live. If Lady Luck is yawning, up on your toes, a better day is dawning. Don't let up, get up and give. Just give yourself a shake up just to wake up and live.
Catherine Russell, I just love her singing. Well, speaking of waking up and living, we lost a great performer just the other day, and I had the pleasure of seeing him once at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Los Angeles. And his message was wake up and live. And I'm talking about Little Richard. Oh, my word, there was no one like him. And he just was unbelievable. I've seen many great performers with lots of energy and lots of exciting shows, but he was relentless, just relentless in that drive and pure awe. There was no one like Little Richard. So you're not getting out of the Hudson Cafe today without Tutti Frutti.
She brought me to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy, Tutti Frutti, woo, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. A womp bum a loom bump a lump bum bum, got a gal named Daisy, she almost drives me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drives me crazy. She knows indeed, boy, you don't know what you're doing to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy, Tutti Frutti, woo, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy, Tutti Frutti, She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what you're doing to me. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, woo. Tootie fruity, hey, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Oh, wah, bama, loo, ma, bala, bam, boom. Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a music but he had a lot of fun. Oh,
one more from Little Richard. This is Maria Manhattan. I want to thank you for stopping by the Hudson Cafe today. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, so hang in there. And I hope you're enjoying this little Richard tribute. Wow, there's just no one like him. So I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Sending love and good wishes your way. Keep dancing. Shake it up, gonna ball it up.
sang running around Rosie's London bridges falling down. Boys and girls together, and me and Mamie O'Rourke, we tripped the line fantastic on the sidewalks